All right, back here on Hockey Night in Escanaba, it is the Eskimos in the Showcase Tournament in Sault Ste. Marie, and Ethan Silverstone is here talking about hockey, and how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Jack?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. So how's the season gone, do you think? You know, you guys have played some close games, some not-so-close games. How do you assess the season so far, man?
I think it's going pretty good so far. Just we gotta trust each other more, and I think that would make our games be a little better, and I think we'll pull some more wins than what we have so far.
Yeah. Do you like going to tournaments? I know when you're like a Bantaman, even, you know, younger than that, you go to tournaments, long trips. You had a state tournament that you guys won, right?
Right. I enjoy going to them. Like, when I was younger, I literally loved the tournaments. They really weren't as serious as nowadays as a showcase, but I like the showcases more, though. They're more serious, and I like that.
What was that Chelsea tournament like for you, going down to Arctic Coliseum and, you know, the whole experience, the long trip for you guys down there?
I really enjoyed it. I especially like going to the Michigan State game. I got to watch my favorite team, Michigan, beat State 2-1 in the shootout. That was good to see. I enjoyed watching them. Their feet were always moving, and they're hard passes. So, and for our games down in Chelsea, I just wish we had we were in some tight games, 3-2, 3-2, 4-3, I think it was. We just got to pull things together and start capitalizing in front of the net.
Yeah, it's just a little thing here, a little thing there that ends up with the puck in your net instead of in their net, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so, this season, you know, it's not as many wins as you'd like, but let me ask you, are you enjoying it? It's hard to ask that question when you're 5-13 or whatever, but still, you know, you can take something from the season even though we don't have that many wins.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I always enjoy playing hockey. I mean, we're young. We're a young team. Well, a few years, we just got to get more experience, and I think we should be fine.
Well, tell everybody, you've been playing hockey for a long time, and so did your old man, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been playing probably 13 years, and my dad's 30-something years he's probably played hockey. So, yeah, it goes in the family.
Yeah, and like I told you before, it makes me feel really old because I broadcasted his games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're trying not to insult me, right?
right, Jack.
Yeah, all right, but, so what have you seen this year? And I asked you this last year, and it's a different way of putting it this year. In your game, you know, what have you seen improve? What have you still, you know, want to get better at?
I think skating my head up and looking for the hits, or looking to not get hit, I guess, but it's a lot quicker, and I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see the ice a little better, I think. I think that's about it. But,
well, you know what Don Cherry always says, right?
No.
Keep your head up, kid.
Yes, yeah, all right.
Okay, you got to remember that, okay?
All right, I will.
Yeah. So, okay, you're still young, but you do have an opportunity to graduate from this place and move on and go to college or maybe some other career. What are you thinking so far?
I'm really not sure yet, Jack. So I'm thinking somewhere in the medical field, but I'm just really haven't put a nail into it yet. I'm not sure.
Well, like I told you last year as a freshman, you could be a radio guy.
right.
He just looks at me. Probably not, eh?
Probably not.
That's all right, though, because, you know, it's tough when you're a sophomore. You don't know what's going on yet. You don't know what you're going to do, right?
Right.
Okay, so what do you think? What's the goal for the rest of this year, then? What do you want to do in this season? We still have a few games to go, so let's get good.
Let's go far in the playoffs. Let's just change our game, and let's start capitalizing our chances and see how far we can go.
And I asked Joey this. You guys have been playing together a long time, haven't you? Tell me how long.
Oh, we've been playing together, I don't even know, squirts, I think. First year squirts, first time we played together, and we've been the same team all the way up to high school now. So.
And then you got that Cortina boy with you, right?
Yeah, I haven't played much with Kyle until Bantamir when we won states, and that was a good way to start it. So we've been the same line for quite a while, so we know each other, how we play, and we trust each other.
Okay, so who's better, you, Joey, or Kyle?
Oh, Kyle's a sharpshooter. Joey can dig. I gotta just look for the ice and try passing it, I guess.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I guess I'll let you say hi to whoever you want to listening today, bud.
I'd like to say hi to my parents and my grandparents, my Uncle Todd. I think he'd be listening out there right now, and that's about it.
All right, Ethan, well, let's go get him today. Go have a fun tournament, another tournament this time in the Sioux.
All right, thank you, Jack.
Okay, Ethan Silverstone, everybody. Dave Watson has the call of the next period of hockey after these words on the Eskimo Hockey Network.